You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother.
Good day and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. The podcast that postal employees tune into to get relevant information pertaining to today's United States Postal Service. Today's podcast is going to be a little different from the format you're used to hearing on this podcast. This is not going to be an opinionated podcast. Today's show, I'm going to deliver a service talk that every supervisor in Columbus, Ohio should have or will be delivering to every employee who is employed at Twin Rivers or Citygate processing plant. This is the order or the direction that the acting plant manager, Nicole Lowe, or Nikki Lowe, as it appears in email, this is the guidance, and this is what's going to take place in Columbus, Ohio. All right, here we go. With respect to mask, face covering, all employees must have a mask. Face covering on at all times, unless in a working position that allows for proper social distancing. Example, two employees working a DBCS. When they get close enough to talk to each other, masks must be readily available and up. An employee working in AFCS, an employee working on semi-auto, employees in flat prep. Once an employee leaves an operation into an aisleway, mask / face covering are on. All employees on apps, SPSS, must wear mask / face covering at all times. All employees on pit equipment must wear mask. All platform employees must wear mask at all times because social distancing will never be 10%. These are the rules and they are not optional. Shoes. Shoes must be leather or leather-like, period. Cell phones. They don't want to see them at all, meaning visible to management at any time. They don't want to see cell phones on the workroom floor, period. Bluetooth headphones. Actually, it's Bluetooth / headphones. You can only have Bluetooth or headphones around or in your ear when a completely stationary environment. They should never see Bluetooth headphones in aisleways. They should never see Bluetooth headphones on our platforms unless at an induction line or stationary. They should never see Bluetooth headphones on any of our pit equipments ever. There's a note in here that says somebody will be putting employees on EP, which is emergency placement, who are caught driving pit with Bluetooth headphones and or boombox speakers. I made a promise at the beginning of this podcast that there'll be no commentary, and I'm going to try my best to hold on to that. Moving right along. Hoodies. Hoodies are not allowed anywhere on the workroom floor. If heads are getting cold, put on a knit hat. Attire. Once they get the dress code, they will update the people in Columbus, Ohio. That was a service talk that every supervisor should have, again, or will be given to every employee that is under the direction of acting plant manager, Miss Nicole Lowe. You heard it. You should have heard it in the service talk. I ask that you pass this podcast on to any employee who works there, because it's important that you know. And you got it pretty much verbatim on this podcast. So have a nice day, and let's make the adjustment and do what it is that we need to do.